Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have another exciting and uplifting hour for you all today. Today is the Answer Day. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about taking inspired action steps to always make your dreams, your visions, an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here is where we dive into those incredible, meaningful, powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. Our goal is to break free from the lack of progress and harness that momentum that builds the life you're really here for. Again, I am so happy to be here with you all today, and thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, a very warm, warm welcome to you. And today, I want to do something a little different. I want to start off by sharing a wonderful short poem. And I've heard this poem certainly several times before, but particularly it was sent to me recently and in one of those moments that it was just perfect. And so I thought, you know what, I want to share this out there with everybody. It's a Native American prayer. It's a Lakota prayer, so I don't know if by saying that some of you might know what it is, but essentially it goes like this. Great mystery, great spirit, teach me how to trust my heart, my mind, my intuition, my inner knowing, the senses of my body, the blessings of my spirit. Teach me to trust these things so that I may enter my sacred space and love beyond my fear and thus walk in balance with the passing of each glorious sun. Oh, I just loved that poem. And it was, again, like many of us, we're thinking about something, we're feeling things, and our minds are in different places. And suddenly we pick something up, a book, and we open it to the perfect page, or we look on an email that has the exact possibility that maybe our spirits were seeking. And that came to me a couple of days ago. Someone sent that to me and it was just perfect, just exactly what I needed to read in that moment. So I wanted to share that out there with you all. This is the hour we're going to focus. We're going to focus our valuable attention on looking at solutions for the many culprits, the many clever roadblocks that show up in our life. Our topic today is answers to some of life's most important questions. And I know that many of us have experienced times in our life where we simply can't move forward. And it feels like we're taking essentially two steps forward and one step back. Or you get discouraged because it seems that around every corner there's another mountain to climb or bridge to cross. Well, there is always, always a light at the end of the tunnel. And today, my guest Michael Becker is here with us again, and we're going to spend the hour answering informally, essentially, some of those heartfelt questions that come up when you're traveling this road to success, to your passions, and certainly to the meaning in your life. And so many of you know that Michael and I are intuitive success and transformational life coaches. We have both individually traveled powerful roads full of life lessons. We've worked hard to uncover our purpose, face and certainly overcome obstacles, and create great intention to live a successful and passionate life. It truly is really a daily practice. And so we receive many, many questions related to other individuals' life journeys. That's what we're going to address today, actually, and we're going to do as many as we can in the time that we have. And just so you know, our email address is care@inspiredactionliving.com, and this is something we do to give back. We love hearing from people and are very happy to process a certain amount of informal coaching through this forum. If you go onto the website, it's actually the membership arena. You get a, when you go into our membership area and get a couple of audios on there, we send an email that gives you access to being able to send email questions that we go in there and periodically respond to. So let's get Michael out here. Michael, how are you doing today?
I am doing really well today. It's been a beautiful summer, and I'm feeling that energy. But also, I'm really excited today because, as you said, we both get so many questions asked of us. And over the years, I think we've come to the conclusion that there are a bunch of questions that really get to the core of growing and changing and becoming who you really are. And I think we're going to be addressing those questions today.
That's great. It is. And I think that, you know, many people I know, I find it very brave of them to put together a question that clearly is coming from their heart and sending it out there and just wondering, well, it's not a typical forum that people send out information like that, and hoping for maybe a little insight. And I really just want to say thank you, and I bless those individuals. And I hope they're listening today. I did put out an email to those individuals, so I hope they're listening today. I'm sure they are. And one thing I want to comment on right away is this, you know, it kind of brought a thought on just actually a couple of days ago. And the idea is, certainly, the world can be confusing, and at times we have so many paths in front of us and so many opinions swirling around us that it can be hard to negotiate the trail. And for example, again, I had a brief comment recently from a young lady, and she's going through a process. She's exploring the personal development arena, and she was essentially saying that she was confused by the idea that our thoughts create our reality. And I asked her, really, well, can you share with me a little bit why? And she said that, well, for example, she read two different comments. And as she's looking out there seeking, of course, there's so much information to get, is the two comments were, you are not your thoughts. And the other was, you are what you think. And now consider that for a moment. Why wouldn't she be confused? So much experience is behind certainly the wisdom that many beautiful and wise individuals are out there expressing. And nowadays, again, there is an endless supply of teachings to be discerned by the individual seeker looking for answers, which is really wonderful, of course. First, this is what I want to say. My ultimate rule I try to live my life by is this. When you are honestly listening to information, wherever you hear it from, including me right now, always, always run it by what I call your three powers, your mind, your heart, and your gut, your intuition. Always do this, because any thought you have that you choose personally to turn into a belief you hold, make sure it's yours. And not a thought or belief that was pre-digested by someone else. Even everything we're saying to you, we're going to say today, make sure you run it by your own mind, your heart, and your intuition, your gut, before you let it move you or inspire you or change you or change what you do. It's independent thinking, independent minds. That is a very, very powerful mantra that everyone, and I really use this, and I really think it's very, very important because, again, there is so much information out there, and it's not for everybody. And you'll know what's for you if you run it by your three powers. So let's get back to the saying my young friend was asking about, which is you are not your thoughts and you are what you think. I'd actually rephrase that in this way. You are not your thoughts and you experience what you think. Because you are not your thoughts, meaning that it's coming from the idea that someone, you're watching your thoughts. You have the ability to watch what you think. Well, who's watching those thoughts? That's the idea of that, is that you have a consciousness higher than what your brain is doing. And so your consciousness is essentially watching your thoughts, what your brain is thinking. And that's the idea, is that you are separate from that. And you experience what you think is because, again, our mind and what we're thinking generates how we feel, generates what we're doing. It's generating an experience we're having. And that's extremely important to understand that you are in control of what you think. And so I also want to comment on a really powerful interview that just recently happened. But you know what? We're going to take a quick break before we do that. And when we come back, we're going to touch on the interview, some of the powerful lessons from that, and certainly some very, very important answers to some of life's most important questions. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer Lee. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and I've got Michael Becker here with me today. And we are, from a coaching perspective, offering some ideas to think about when asking those interesting life questions. What should I really be doing? Am I capable of going there? And we were just talking about this, which is there was an interview. Actually, they re-aired this interview with Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor. I believe it was on Oprah on Super Soul Sunday. And I just really find her story immensely fascinating because she, of course, has a beautiful way she shares the details of what happened to her. And I know many, many of you are familiar with her story of when she had a stroke and she really lost everything and had to reform her, not only her life, but her mind and speech and activities and all of that. But one thing she really did a great job of is expressing in this interview what's going on in our brains and how our thoughts do indeed create our reality. And she does a really great job doing this, certainly talking about what thoughts make you feel good and what thoughts don't, and that you control what you think. And so I just wanted to put that out there, that she really does a great job in just making it simple. And as we all know, yes, many things are simple, but sometimes not easy. And so that's why we all seek out. And of course, it is a daily practice to really pay attention to what we're thinking. So wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. And you just said it so well. You know, things in life are simple. Most things are pretty simple, but they're just not easy. And there's a big distinction there. And I think that's where a lot of people get caught up in feeling the pain and the frustration. And they think that everything is going to be easy, and it isn't necessarily that way.
Right, right. So today I really want to get into this, which is we're going to be answering some questions that were sent in by a number of our members that are just simply asking some general coaching questions. And usually, to be effective, many life questions are followed by certainly further individual questions that can address unique core dilemmas for people. However, we're going to address this in a direct and indirect way of possible ideas and possible insights to accommodate certainly this format today. I've pulled the first question here, and it's actually from Linda. And Linda is asking, I've been feeling so scattered in my life. I define myself as a jack of all trades and master of none. Everyone sees me as very dependable and as such tends to always ask me for an extra hand, help on their projects, etc., which should make me feel good, but I'm mostly tired of helping so much. I feel like I'm just wandering around aimlessly and, so to speak, purposeless. Do you think this is just the fate of us, jack of all trades, master of none? Wow, that's a great, great question to start with, wouldn't you say, Michael?
That's a big one.
That's a good
one. That's a big one.
Well, yeah. First, I want to give you a chance to offer some insight on this as well, Michael. And one thing, of course, the pieces that are coming up for me is this. First, Linda, it's absolutely not your fate. I want to make sure I say that strongly. It's not your fate. One of the first things I also would say to you is great job on the first step, which is expressing yourself. And before we can help ourselves, we have to notice how we feel. And that's so very important. Otherwise, that's my another one of my wonderful mantras is to speak out loud about these things, because so much is out there unspoken, and therefore we never address them, we never attend to them. So great job at formulating that question. And secondly, the jack of all trades, master of none. I am one who has a lot of experience with this as well. I felt like that a long time in my life. And I do want to say it's a myth. And I'm going to say it this way. You may be a jack of all trades, but you are also a master of something. Everyone is. I know it may feel that way sometimes, but it's simply not real. You have something inside of you that no one else has, something that you shine at. I would say you have been aware of this at some point in your life, but it happens. We find times in our life that we forget. But the good news is that you can absolutely remember again. It just takes a little quiet exploring, asking yourself a few questions specifically, but you are a master of something. And finally, two other things. Something I know you can master is this. Strengthening your personal boundaries. Yes, it says a lot about you, a great deal about you, that others see you with such integrity and dependability. But it is necessary also to say you're not available to help sometimes. Self-care is really vital, and especially if you're someone people can count on, because when people find you that they can count on you, that you're always available, people tend to take advantage of that. And so you really need to care about taking care of yourself. And when you become a master at caring for your own needs, others will respect this even more, and it also gives them permission to care for themselves. And finally, last thing, make a list of all your responsibilities in your day, in whatever order, and then prioritize them with your own self-care as the number one priority. Self-meaning for me, when I say that, mind, body, spirit, it sounds like you really need to inventory the demands on you and to really bring balance and clarity back in your life. I know you can do this. So, Michael, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to also offer any insights here.
Well, you really hit it in terms of the boundaries, because it's really often if you're a caring, helpful sort of a person in life, you can get pulled in many, many directions and feel like you can't say no, or that you really need to do these things with other people. And I say that's a wonderful thing, helping other people. But you've got to look at it at times of you've got to be served also. You've got to, be getting your needs met and going in the direction you want to go. Otherwise, if you don't do that, you will eventually feel resentful as time marches on. You'll start feeling resentment toward the people that are asking you to do things. They may be in your family, your friends, your coworkers. And, you really need to be a little upset with yourself, because it's like you get to make that choice. You get to decide. And so that the boundaries you were talking about really have to be there, and you have to be aware of them, and they're incredibly important for your happiness.
Absolutely. That's really great. And it's one of the number one things, especially if you're you have many people, again, asking and depending on you, because the critical aspect of lead by example, there's many ways that's used out there. However, frankly, it's not talked about enough, which is, again, if you show how much you care about your time, your energy, you'll show other people's how to do it so they can care for their time and energy and take responsibility for it. So anyway, great, great question, Linda. Wow, that's a great one. Let's see. I'm going to pull Andre on. Yes, Andre has a question. I have finally See, I have finally figured out what I want to do in my life, but there is no way I have the financial resources to stop working and spend the time creating anything. What's the point in discovering a passion when society's rule book makes it almost impossible to break free? Oh, do you feel the frustration in that question? You know, I do. Andre, I hope you're listening. I do feel that. And I understand. I certainly understand what you're talking about. It's true that society's rule book can be frustrating and very limiting. My first piece of advice here is throw the rule book away. Definitely throw society's rule book away. In this day and age, to break free and really, and really to become the unlimited being you're meant to be, you have to leave the box, the gates, the chains, if you will. Go against the grain. Think independently. There's always a way to follow your dreams and make daily progress towards them. And with a high volume of, frankly, naysayers out there hanging out in I would say, the crowd of, you know, the crowd that looks like society, and most of them are following society's rule book, real success demands that freedom of thought. The great news is that you are not alone, and like us, I mean, there is another rule book out there. It's called the Dream Builders Rule Book, and there are many, many members, so you won't be alone, but that's just something I think we really need to pay attention to, and I want to get back to this and certainly let Michael bring some insight as well in here, but we're going to take a really quick break and get back to that. I am Jennifer B. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio. And when we come back, we're also going to bring the practical ideas, your common sense and spirit together. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we are answering some tangible, real-world questions about how to move forward and make progress. Before we continue, though, I want to make sure, again, I put our information, contact information out there for folks. You can reach us at our website at www.inspiredactionliving.com. You could also reach it by inspiredactionradio.com. Email is care@inspiredactionliving.com. And before we took a break, we were talking about Andre's question when he's essentially discovered what he wants to do with his life, but doesn't have the financial resources to stop working. So, Michael, you said you commented you had some insight on this. I'd love for you to share with Andre.
Right. The only thing I would say, Andre, is that this is something I hear, and I know Jennifer does too. We hear this a lot. This is one of the dominant questions that comes up in the coaching work that we do, is that, hey, I finally figured out what I want to do, but I don't have the financial resources to do it. Well, there's a practical component to that. First practical piece is you've got to think in terms of small steps. Unless you're financing, you've got the resources, you've got the time, which is rare, most people have to take small steps toward what they want and let it build, and it will build if you stay with it. So it's really not that you can't do it. It's you've got to put it in a time frame that's realistic of I've got to get started in that direction, moving forward in small steps, and it will all add up over time. I can't say, will it take 3 months, 6 months, a year? I don't know, but it will come together. You will develop the momentum, and it will happen. So don't be discouraged. Everything is usually a matter of small steps that we take on a regular basis.
Wonderful. And the final thing I would add to that, just as we were talking about Linda's question, it really is very helpful to do an inventory on the demands on you. And that allows for you to take a look at what you're spending your time on and reinitializing, essentially, because the dreams you have are and should be your priorities. Therefore, some things that will need to be put on the back burner or, delegate. That's also wonderful to do. So let's see. I'm going to pull another question here, and I've done this with Lynn. And Lynn says, help. I have so many responsibilities in my life that I feel overwhelmed most of the time. I feel exhausted and stuck at the same time. What can I do to change this? Well, weren't we just talking about this just a little bit? It is true. So many of us find so much demand on us that we put there and we feel like others put there. Again, first thing I'm going to say, congratulations, Lynn, for noticing and admitting the reality of your situation, of how you feel. It's critical to say that out loud so that we can do something about it. And without asking a few more questions, it sounds like, again, a life inventory here needs to take place. Put a list together and prioritize that. When we It's, you know, what we're really here for. We've got to pay attention to what we're really here for and what our priorities are. And that should, those priorities should be taking us towards our dreams. It's a natural consequence to feel overwhelmed and tired when we're not doing that. And clarity, clarity, clarity is so important. It not only helps reorganize your time, but more importantly, it helps reorganize your mind. And when we don't even have to physically be moving, if our mind is overactive and we can't place our attention on any one thing for any given amount of time and have that focus, it is exhausting. And what's really needed here, it sounds like, is some quiet exploration to help set new dreams and goals to aspire to. Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, it's what struck me with that question is, and this one again comes up a lot, people feeling overwhelmed and stuck and frustrated, is you do have to reassess. You have to at some point stop, you know, like that the movie says, you know, stop the madness, you know, you have to just stop and really look at what your life is, what's happening in your life. Because here's what I would say. In order to make real change and really move forward in your life, if you're surrounded by a lot of things that you're already involved in, you've got to look back at fundamental self-care. You've got to look at it and say, I need to be the number one priority. And I know by saying that, a lot of people, you know, raise their eyebrows because it sounds like I'm saying, oh, you need to be selfish. And this is an example I've used before, but I'm going to use it again because I think it's a very good one that we can all relate to, is all of us or most of us have been on a plane. And when we're on a plane, the flight attendant at some point early on shows us how to sit in the seat and buckle the belt and all that stuff. But what's the one other thing they do? They show us how when, if there's a lack of pressure and the oxygen mask falls down, what does the flight attendant say? If you have children, the flight attendant says, put the mask on yourself first, then put it on your children. Because guess what? If you don't have the oxygen and you're not conscious, you can't be any help to the children or other people around you. You've got to take care of yourself first, because when you do that, you can give so much more to the people around you and to the world. So self-care and making yourself the number one priority is incredibly important.
Absolutely. That's excellent, because especially to looking for the peaceful state of mind, which Lynn, it sounds like you're looking for at least some of that peace. I would also put out there that you do not make a list about what your dreams and goals and visions are until you quiet and peace and create that peaceful state of mind, because you'll get frustrated and it will be a loop that you'll get stuck in. So you really want to take a breath. There are many possibilities to really pull that peaceful state of mind. Meditation's another fabulous way, but if not, if you don't meditate, at least start with your breath and bring your mind back to that quiet state and then start organizing. That's extremely important. And so that's the first thing. It sounds like I understand exhausted and stuck, but take care of the exhaustion first. That, and then make that list, prioritize. You can also send us another email because there are some other questions I have for you about that, and I'm happy to address another question from you, Lynn. So, also, by the way, I want to put out there, we receive questions again once in a while from individuals who choose to remain anonymous, which is fine. However, I don't poll those questions, and most of the time they're not answered. Here's why. I know people have many things going on in their lives. I respect that, and I have great love and empathy for your journey, for their journey. The first thing one, though, can show us is their desire to move forward. And an anonymous email doesn't say that. It's important to stand up for yourself by saying, I am Jennifer B., and I have a question. So I just wanted to put that out there for anyone who has maybe put something in and has thought about that. So I want to definitely address this. This is an interesting question. I'm kind of jumping around here, which is Denise, and she asks, I'm curious, is the term midlife crisis a myth or a real thing? Because I'm because I think I'm going through my third one. And this is great. Michael, you were commenting on that when I mentioned this question to you.
Yeah, this is one near and dear to my heart. I've been through several a crisis in my life. And based on years of coaching, I mean, I believe that a midlife crisis is a very real experience for many, many people. It's a process where we've moved, you know, we get to a point in our life, we say midlife, and usually that refers to, you know, plus or minus our 40s. And that has to do, I think, a lot with we've moved from, you know, being younger and more immature. You get to a certain level of maturity from not knowing who we really are to beginning to understand who we are. We start questioning the choices we've made up to a certain point in our lives, and we begin looking at the different choices we have going forward. It's also a place where our self-confidence and self-esteem reaches a place where we can comfortably define what works for us and what doesn't. And also when we're no longer willing to accept old patterns of behavior in ourselves and others. So again, that can happen in the 40s, and that's typically what most people think of. But my experience is that it can happen at just about any time, and it can happen multiple times. And really what it comes down to, it's, in my opinion, it's primarily about our need to grow and change beyond who we are at a particular moment. And it can be very uncomfortable, and it can be quite challenging to do that, but it's incredibly rewarding to let yourself go through that process. It can be a huge help in you achieving what you really want for yourself and the things that you really are passionate about. You do often have to go through a crisis. Now, some people don't, but my experience is most people do, and yes, it can be multiple times.
And you said it beautifully. I know, too, and first of all, you're absolutely right. It can happen at any age because change is inevitable. Change is the one thing absolutely 100% we can count on in life. And you're right in that we are constantly growing and changing. And sometimes if we don't let the energy of change when we're our spirit, because if our mind, body, and spirit are out of sync, that's when that type of thing occurs. And sometimes it happens where we'll even create a crisis to then move ourselves forward in an unconscious way. And so, yeah, it's really actually fascinating kind of how some of this occurs, but you are absolutely right. That's a great way to answer that question, but it's really about letting that happen to a degree and being okay with it because change is inevitable. And we're going to have to take another quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to add some tips on what you can do right now, answer another great question I've got pulled here, and really help understand, you know, how to move forward. So you're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are mixing it up a bit and exploring some great real-life dilemmas related to everyday life. What gets in your way in really creating your great life of creativity and passion? And we were just talking about a great question sent in by Denise asking about midlife crisis, a little bit of information about that. Michael, you had a couple of comments you wanted to share.
Well, I did, because I think that concept of midlife crisis is huge, and many people are in that process, so it affects a lot of people. But the best example I can come up with, you know, dealing with a crisis on a huge scale, and you already mentioned Jill Bolte Taylor. I want to mention her again only because, you know, she's got a wonderful book out there that's called My Stroke of Insight. And you can go to her on YouTube, on the TED Talks, and listen to that. Very compelling stuff. Because here's what happened. At the age of 37, she had a massive stroke. When she finally regained consciousness, she couldn't walk, talk, read, write, or recall any of her previous life. Okay? Blank slate, whatever she had the first 37 years, it's gone. And she had a PhD, by the way. She was a neuroscientist with a PhD. So she had to relearn everything all over again, and it took her 8 years to do that. Again, what I said earlier, she went step at a time, small step at a time, but continuous steps moving forward. And she's regained, you know, so much of her life, but she's essentially a new person. And for most of us, it's not that extreme, but I think this notion, there comes a point where you do have to think about reinventing yourself and your life, and that can be a very good thing. So I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, some of these things happen on a huge scale, sometimes it's small, but many of us have the need to do that, to reinvent ourselves, to rethink our lives.
Absolutely. And I have talked to a lot of different individuals who have had multiple careers in their life, and that has absolutely been necessary for them to grow into the new person that they continue to become. And so I think what you just pointed out was, that's a wonderful example. Yeah, that's fantastic. And she speaks all over the planet, actually, in different venues. So she'd be wonderful to go listen to. One thing I wanted to also certainly put out there is that one of the keys to taking action is, it's not about knowing what to do. It is about being motivated to do it. And that's one of the keys when people talk about, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm in a particular dilemma. So really, what happens? 6 months, 1 year, 5 years go by, and nothing's changed really, because if you ask them, they say they don't know what to do. Well, if you are motivated, the energy of wanting or desiring something enough to where you are willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. Again, desiring something enough to where you are willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. We've all experienced this. This is an energy state. We've experienced this at some point in our lives. The trick is to have a dream, a goal, something you're aspiring to that you can get into this energy state for. Now, or a goal or dream that you feel passionate about. It's very difficult to get into this energy state if you don't have passion for something that you think you're heading towards. And I know a lot of people have maybe a dream or a goal set forth, but and they're not sure what to do. So again, they don't know what to do, which keeps them stuck and not moving forward, where in fact, okay, pick a goal or a dream or vision of something. Have passion for it, though. It's the ones you have passion for. And if you have the motivation, you will absolutely find out what to do. So if you're in a situation where you're looking to progress in some form or fashion and you're just not sure what to do, you might start by saying, do I really want that? Do I really desire that enough? Do I have the motivation? Because if that motivation is there, you will find a way to find the answer. And sometimes you need help. That's what, of course, life coaching, and there are different types of coaches out there. Very, very helpful. I, of course, highly recommend it, because it's important to understand we are not alone. It's important to mastermind with other people. It's a valuable tool. And I highly, highly recommend masterminding. I also love this quote by Marianne Williamson. I think this was in her Course in Miracles, if I'm not mistaken. It says, it takes courage to endure the sharp pains of self-discovery rather than choose to take the dull pain of unconsciousness that would last the rest of our lives. Well, I like that quote. Isn't that a good one?
That's a good one.
Yes, I like it very much, because it really is... you know, a lot of people don't move forward because it's uncomfortable. It could be painful. It just is disorienting. And the bottom line is that the way to accomplish taking those baby steps is to, again, explore the idea of finding a dream, goal, or vision that, in fact, you have passion for. And you can get help with this. That's something we also help with. But it's very important to have passion for that. And that will absolutely bring that energy state of the motivation. You have to be willing, but you have to want it badly enough. You have to want it enough, desire it enough to find that momentum, that motivation to get what you need to move forward. And that's where really what I find when a lot of people come to me and they've got various things happening and they're not moving forward, that's part of the reason they're not moving forward is they don't really want that badly enough. And so we go through this process that ultimately they figure out, and sometimes it's just about adjusting the dream slightly. That opens up and ignites their passion because, you just fell in sync with, in the right frequency with that particular dream, goal, vision that you're looking to go towards. Once that occurs, oh my gosh, of course, the willingness, the motivation, and in fact, I want that badly enough. And so that's just so critically important. I wanted to put that out there. And Michael, I want to thank you today. Great insights. You always are so wonderful at this.
I really enjoyed it.
And next week, couple things actually. I'm excited. Tomorrow I'll be stepping in for Dr. Pat on her show, the Dr. Pat Show at 10 a.m. We'll be talking about how to transform your relationship with money. This is also a really important one. And next week, right here, Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, is we're going to be talking about how to move on when things don't go your way. That's very, very important. So just want everybody to have a wonderful week. Think about what your goals, dreams, passions are and finding yourself in sync with them. Very important. So you're listening to Inspired Action Radio. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.